We're doing the Chazanish Emunah Bitachon. We're up to the second chapter. We finally finished the first section on Emunah, and now we move forward to the second chapter, which is going to be more focused on Bitachon. Ta'ut Noshenet, an ancient mistake, Nitazricha, took hold. The Chazanish is using a poetic term. Nitazricha literally means got citizenship, meaning this mistake obtained citizenship. It got permanent status. Belev rabim, in the hearts of the masses, b'musag bitachon. When we speak about bitachon, meaning the masses have adopted a concept which is an error when they speak about the word bitachon. Shem bitachon, the term bitachon, Hamshamesh lemidamehu lalavi karit befi chasidim, which in truth is a trait that's praiseworthy, one of the essential traits that the pious speak about. Nistoveva b'musag chova lehamin, has been interchanged, misunderstood as the concept, our responsibility to believe in God. People think bitachon and emunah are synonymous. Bechol mikre shepogesh ha'adam v'ha'amidato likrat atid bilti mukhra, every instance that man approaches a juncture in the road where he looks forward and he's uncertain as to where he's headed, v'shnei drachim ba'atid, and the future can play itself out in one of two ways. Achat tova velo shnia, one is good, one isn't. Ki betach yiye atov, ve'im mistapek v'choshesh al hipuch atov umchusar bitachon. People think, if you have bitachon, then you will have confidence that things will work themselves out right. That's what people mistakenly think. Ve'en hora'a zo bebitachon nechona, and that, says the Chazon Ish, is not the definition of the word bitachon. Shekol shelo nitbarer b'nevua goral ha'atid, en ha'atid mukhra. Oh, Chazon Ish says a beautiful line. He says, if a prophet didn't tell you what's going to be, you don't know what's going to be. And you have no guarantee it's going to work out right. Oy vey, where's the Chazon Ish's bitachon, right? Ki mi yoda mishpetei Hashem v'gmulotav yitbarach. Because who understands God's ways and His justice and the way He pays back? We don't understand. Oh boy, we should frame this and hang this up.
But you should try to put yourself in a good position.
He's not saying you shouldn't. He's just saying people think you should be confident everything will work itself out, and they call that bitachon. The Chazon Ish says, why should you be confident things will work themselves out? Yeah. Who said?
Is he just questioning, or is it just triggering?
He's saying this is a misnomer. That is not bitachon. He says, A, that's not what bitachon is, and B, you have no such guarantee. No one told you things will work themselves out. Okay, but it crept into Judaism. אבל עניין הביטחון הוא האמון שאין מקרה בעולם. You want to know what ביטחון really means? It means the belief that nothing is coincidental. וכל הנעשה תחת השמש הכל בהכרזה מאיתו יתברך. And anything that happens on earth was declared to be such from him, blessed be he, וביות פעולת האמונה על אורכי החיים, he בכלל מידות בני אדם. And being that the veins of life, the lifeline of life, is the beliefs we have, at the end of the day, a person should act based on what he believes. So this is part of what defines the way we behave. It's a part of a person's personality. It becomes a part of one's personality. Let's see, do we have a period here somewhere close? Okay, so we'll pause here. Yeah.
What about imagination? Even the basketball looks to the ball and imagine how the ball enters inside and it works.
True, right? The Gemara says that too. That if you speak positive, then there's a greater possibility that there will be a positive outcome. That one should view things positively and should speak positively. That's true, but that still doesn't mean that it's a guarantee that that's how God's going to run the world. People attribute it to religion. If you're religious and you believe in God, then you'll also believe everything will be okay. That's what he says. וכשם שמידת הענווה ומידת הרחמים וכיוצא בהן מן המידות אין להם ממקרי צורת הגשם, just as humility or mercy, they are traits, they're the way a person behaves, but they aren't measured, they don't fall under the physical categories. You can't give them physical attributes. The way you behave is with mercy or humility, but you can't measure humility or mercy. שצורת הגשם קשורה בקצב ובמידה, ואם תפסיד קצבה, תפסד צורתה. In the physical world, things have a certain shape, they have certain physical attributes, they have a molecular structure, etc. They take up a certain amount of space, they have a certain smell, they have a certain taste. And if you change it, so it's not the same object anymore. So physical things are defined by their physical measurements. And if they lose those measurements, then they lose that shape. V'kli shavu eino kli ela cheres. When you look at a broken vessel of pottery, so you don't say that's a broken vessel of pottery, you say those are shards of pottery. Because it no longer can have its functionality. It's not the complete whole picture. It's three shards of earthenware. But when we speak about human traits, so then they can be measured in the sense that a person can grow one notch or two notches, and there's an infinitesimal amount of levels at which a person can find himself or can develop himself. Now every person that's straight, that's correct, is going to have a certain component, a certain element of humility, a certain element of mercy. But no two people are going to be the same. And that's the way we are. Some have more, some have less. Different people have different traits to different degrees. The same is true when it comes to emuna. There are levels. You have higher levels of emuna or lower levels of emuna. Even if a person has a minimal amount of emuna, nonetheless, he is a ma'amin. Call it a believer. כיוון שאינם בכלל הכופרים והאמינים. He isn't an apostate, אבל אמונתם חלושה. It's just to a lesser degree. בין פעולת אמונה שולטת עליהם, רק נגד עבירות היותר מפורסמות, ואשר כל הציבור נזרים מהן. So, when a person reaches that level of אמונה, where he understands God's running the world, and he gave me mitzvos, and he has demands of me, but it's not a constant in his life, it's just a general approach, so then that emuna contains him with regards to great sins that everyone's careful from. He's not going to murder, he's not going to steal, he's going to stay in line because there's a level of morality that society accepts, and he subscribes to the belief that there is a God. So to a certain basic level, that subscription to this belief is going to hold him in line. But it's not going to be a defining factor in his life. His emunah, his connection to the concept that God exists and has demands of him, that's not going to define every living waking moment because he hasn't developed it to that degree. Umehen, and yet you have other people, shemunatam yoter chazaka, that their emunah is stronger, upulata yoter nikeret, and so the effects of their emunah is more discernible. וכן ההתחלפות למעלות ומדרגות פשוטה על קהל הצדיקים החיים באמונתם בכללותם, אבל נבדלים בפרטיותם, זה למעלה מזה וזה למעלה מזה. So just as we've taken the extremities, you have someone who has very little emunah, you have someone who has a lot emunah. So by the same token, when you look at a group of tzaddikim, so then within that group, there are also going to be differences. Some has more, some has less. It's not the same. It's not like you got your emunah, that's it, you signed in, you've been vaccinated, you're covered for the winter. You have your emunah, you had your shot, you're good. No, there are levels of emunah. וכאשר האדם נפגש במקרה אשר לפי הנוהג שבעולם צפויה אליו סכנה מדרכי הטבע לפחוד מטבעת העולם. And when a person finds himself in a situation where the natural order of things cause him concern, he realizes that there is a danger. So a friend of mine told me he was driving home and his car broke down opposite an Arab village. So he's sitting there in the car and he looks, he has mace. Doesn't do much, you know, when he has to keep his windows closed and there's this village there and he sees the youngster starting to talk and you could imagine picking up rocks and he can't move. So there's the danger, right? So the natural reaction is that a person gets concerned. Yes, you look at the facts and the nature of the world, you're concerned. וקשת רוחו ירפאו מלזכור שאין המקרה אדוניה לנו. And what happens is that a person suddenly feels like he has to act, his adrenaline starts pumping, and he forgets that coincidence doesn't rule the world. V'she'en ma'atzor l'Hashem mil'oshia, and Hashem could save a person at any moment. V'la'achen misavivim she'achlifu et kol ha'msuvavim. God could cause other things to happen, you know. An earthquake can happen, a million things can happen. I was with a friend of mine as kids, teenagers, and a guy came over and wanted to steal his bike. So we're standing there. We don't want to fight with the guy. But on the other hand, we don't want him to go away. You know, my friend had just gotten a new bike. So there were three of us and one of him. But he was violent. And we were, you know, gentle kids. He tried pushing my friend off the bike, jumping on the bike. And I held on to the bike. And I sent the third friend. I said, go call the police. And he didn't listen. And then I said, go call the police. And he ran away, the third friend. And we're standing there. And this guy starts calling his buddies from across the field. Mm-hmm. So for that second, we outnumbered him. But we realized that in a matter of half a minute, we're going to be outnumbered. So we were very fortunate at that second. You suddenly heard a police siren. Had nothing to do with my friend. He didn't have a chance to go and call the police. But the guy was sure that, you know, oh, he called the police already. He cursed us and ran for his life. So, you know, in 1 second, you could have a cause that suddenly changes everything.
Why do the sirens have the same effect here?
So, the Chazon Ish says, you know, there are moments when You feel like you have to flight or fight, right? You feel your adrenaline, and that's good. You do have to do your hishtadlut, but you also have to remember that there's control up there. V'ahavlaga b'shat ha'kasha halazo v'ashrot b'kirbo et ha'emet ha'idua ki en kan lefanav shum pegara miyad ha'mikre rak ha'kol mito yitbarach ben letov ben lemutav. He says, you want to know what bitachon is? Bitachon is that you're standing at that moment, and at that moment you can take control and say, no, God still controls the world. And nothing is coincidental. And he can make things work out right, and he can make things work out bad. So I'm not leaving that at this time.
On the contrary, that will give me strength now to stand up to the challenges and deal. And it's not like God's hand is forced at this moment that the outcome should be one way or the other. He can make the outcome either way. That's bitachon. You want to know what bitachon is? Bitachon isn't the confidence it's going to work out right. Bitachon is when you have the moments where things seem like they can really turn out bad. If you can connect to the idea that he can make it good, he can still make it come out different, and that'll give you the strength to act, that is bitachon. Now, I've said often that what usually happens when crisis strikes is that we are unprepared to pray. It's like, God, don't bother me, let me deal. When the exact opposite should happen, we should turn to God and say, help me deal. I have to deal. This is when I need you most. No, what usually happens, a person sees a situation that needs dealing, and you tell him, maybe you should have more kavanah in your tefillah. This is what's going on in your life. And the guy says, no, I can't focus now. So that's because his bitachon isn't in the right place. Bitachon would allow us to talk to God and use that as a strength to deal with the challenges we're facing.